Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is a summary of the thought of Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib on the subject of corrosion of the heart. In a hadith, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Hearts get corroded just like iron." The Sahaba asked, "What is the antidote for this thing?" And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said two things: remembering the death and recitation of the Quran. In understanding this hadith, the first question we need to ask is, what is the rusting of the heart? What does it mean? Rusting of the heart means ghafla or forgetfulness. It is that condition that covers our heart so that we forget that one day we are going to appear before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we forget that one day we are going to die. That we forget that one day we will have to stand accountable for our actions. It is this state of forgetfulness that leads to all sins. In a hadith, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that for a believer, if a small sin weighs like a big mountain, but for a fasiq, a transgressor, who is used to committing sins, he can commit major sins and not feel anything. The difference is that one's heart is pure and the other heart is full of forgetfulness or disrust. We see this today when we find Muslims not only indulging in sins, but when they are told about it, instead of admitting they are wrong or trying to make amends, they start arguing about it. They will say, "What's wrong with this thing?" or "What is wrong with that? How can you prove it?" although what they are committing are obvious sins. This attitude emerges from this rusting of the heart. Now, therefore, it's very important for us to take steps to remove that rust. This hadith says that the first antidote to this problem is recitation of the Quran, tilawa. There should be not a single day in the life of a Muslim that should go without doing some recitation of the Quran. In fact, if we look at our history, we find out that was the constant practice of this Ummah. That the members of this Ummah, the common Muslims, would not start their day without first doing some recitation of the Quran. It was not very long ago when you could go through a neighborhood of Muslims and in the morning and find that everywhere the sound of Quranic recitation was being heard. Unfortunately, that trend is now disappearing. So much so that even in the houses of the ulama and many other people who are considered to be religious, you do not find that trend. Today, we start our day with the reading of the morning newspaper instead of the reading of the Quran. If you look at the Quran, you may find it has been divided into 7 parts. Each part is called a manzil. That division was done for the sole purpose of helping a recitation so that you could finish one cycle of recitation in a week. By dividing the Quran into 7 parts, each part could be read once on a day, so within 7 days, the entire Quranic recitation would be complete. And it was the common practice of common Muslims that they would devote that much time, that they would be reading a manzil a day, so that they would be finishing one round of reading the Quran every week. The Quran also has been divided into 30 parts. Each part is called a juz or para. Again, that division is only to help its recitation, so that you can read one part a day and finish one cycle of Quranic recitation every month. Sometimes people say that if you read the Quran and do not understand it, that's useless. This statement itself is based on total ignorance. It is true that reading the Quran and understanding it is of immense virtue. But Quran is such a great book of miracles that even reading it without understanding it is not without benefit. You get the benefit that you get reward for reading it. You also get the benefit that it does remove the rust from the heart when you just recite it. I suggest to every one of you, because we gather here only not to indulge in intellectual discussions, but to get something that would help us in our practical life. We should make it a pledge, starting today, that there will not be a single day in our life when we do not read some part of the Quran. We should read at least a para, one juz. We cannot do that, we should read half a juz a day. At least quarter of a juz a day, even one ruku a day. Whatever minimum amount we can read, we should be reading that part of the Quran every day. And there should not be a single day in our life that goes totally and completely without Quranic recitation. You know, reading just one letter of the Quran brings us 10 rewards. So even reading a small part will, inshallah, bring us great rewards, and at the same time it will help us clean our heart, purify it, and remove the rust that accumulates as we indulge in the affairs of this world. We all know about the value of azkar, different things that we can say to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Best of all the azkar, though, is Quran itself, the Quranic recitation. This is the most beneficial and most meritorious of all the azkar. So we should keep that in mind and schedule our day such that we begin every day by recitation of the Quran. The second point mentioned in hadith is that to remove that rust from our heart, we should remember death. At least we should try to remember death for a few minutes every day in our life. We should remember that one day we are going to die. Do a little meditation on that. Just imagine that we are going to die, that we are going through our grave, that we are being raised after death. Just imagine the day of judgment, that we are being raised, and after that there is eternal paradise or eternal hell. Just thinking of those things and making a conscious effort to meditate over that, just remember that, what is called muraqabah maut every day, inshallah, will help us also to remove the rust from our heart. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He does give us the understanding of this hadith and make it easy for us to follow these two prescriptions that have been provided here. وَأَخُرُ الدَّعْوَانَ عَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ